It is wrong to think that the task of physics is to find out how nature is, Bohr would argue later. Physics concerns what we can say about nature, nothing more. He believed that science had but two goals: to extend the range of our experience and to reduce it to order. What we call science, Einstein once said, has the sole purpose of determining what is. Physics, for him, was an attempt to grasp reality as it is, independent of observation. It is in this sense, he said, that one speaks of physical reality. Bohr, armed with the Copenhagen interpretation, was not interested in what is, but in what we can say to each other about the world. As Heisenberg later stated, unlike objects in the everyday world, atoms or the elementary particles themselves are not as real. They form a world of potentialities or possibilities rather than one of things or facts. For Bohr and Heisenberg, the transition from the possible to the actual took place during the act of observation. There was no underlying quantum reality that exists independently of the observer. For Einstein, a belief in the existence of an observer-independent reality was fundamental to the pursuit of science. At stake in the debate that was about to begin between Einstein and Bohr was the soul of physics and the nature of reality. After Bohr's contribution, three others had already spoken when Einstein indicated to Lorentz that he wanted to break his self-imposed silence. "Despite being conscious of the fact that I have not entered deeply enough into the essence of quantum mechanics," he said, "nevertheless, I want to present here some general remarks." Quantum mechanics, Bohr had argued, exhausted the possibilities of accounting for observable phenomena. Einstein disagreed. A line had been drawn in the microphysical sands of the quantum realm. Einstein knew that the onus was on him to show that the Copenhagen interpretation was inconsistent and thereby wreck the claims of Bohr and his supporters that quantum mechanics was a closed and complete theory. He resorted to his favorite tactic, the hypothetical thought experiment conducted in the laboratory of the mind.